Can recovery improve cognitive function? Your brain feels completely broken early in recovery. Can't remember basic stuff? Conversations slip away mid-sentence. You start something and forget what you were doing. Reading feels pointless because nothing sticks. This isn't permanent damage. It's your brain recovering from years of being poisoned. The question isn't if things get better, it's how much and how long. Addiction physically rewires your brain. Substances hijack reward systems, destroy judgment centers, damage the parts handling memory and decisions. The prefrontal cortex, which manages planning and impulse control, literally shrinks in long-term users. The hippocampus, crucial for making memories, takes direct hits from alcohol and drugs, not metaphors. Actual measurable changes you can see on brain scans. Early sobriety feels cognitively worse than active addiction. While using, substances provided artificial stimulation or numbing that masked how bad things were getting. Without that chemical support, you suddenly notice how impaired you are. Brain fog gets worse. Memory gaps become impossible to ignore. Feels like regression, but it's actually progress because you're finally aware of the problem. Neuroplasticity is your brain's ability to create new pathways and repair damaged ones. Happens your whole life, but works best when you stop actively poisoning yourself. Getting sober removes the main obstacle. Your brain starts fixing itself immediately. How long depends wildly on what you used, duration, amount. Alcohol causes particularly nasty cognitive damage. Thiamine deficiency from chronic drinking leads to Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, in severe cases, permanent memory destruction. Even without that extreme outcome, alcohol shrinks brain tissue and damages white matter connecting different regions. Heavy drinkers show real improvement in the first year, but some problems persist longer. Stimulants like cocaine and meth wreck dopamine systems completely, affects motivation, pleasure, cognitive flexibility. Meth users show serious memory problems and major trouble with attention tasks. Recovery happens, but takes time. Studies show measurable improvement after a year clean, with gains continuing over several years. Opioids hit cognition differently. Slow processing, impair decisions, but cause less structural damage than alcohol or stimulants. Cognitive function often improves relatively fast once you're through acute withdrawal. MAT medications can temporarily affect memory and speed, though. Cannabis messes with memory consolidation and attention badly. Long-term heavy users struggle learning new information. Good news is these effects mostly reverse. Studies show significant recovery within weeks to months after stopping, with younger users recovering more completely. Benzos create persistent cognitive problems even after you stop taking them. Memory, attention, processing can stay impaired for months or even years after ending long-term use. Why medical supervision matters for benzo withdrawal safety and managing the cognitive mess. Age affects how much you recover. Younger brains bounce back more completely. Neuroplasticity decreases with age, making repair slower and sometimes incomplete for older people. Doesn't mean older folks can't recover. Just means expectations need adjusting. Significant improvement is still possible, different timeline. Sleep is absolutely crucial for cognitive recovery. Your brain consolidates memories and clears metabolic waste during sleep. Early sobriety usually means terrible sleep, which compounds cognitive problems. As sleep quality improves, cognitive function follows. Why fixing sleep matters so much in treatment? Nutrition directly impacts how well your brain heals. B vitamins, particularly bone, B6, B9, B12, are crucial for brain function and usually depleted in addiction. Omega-3 seconds support brain structure and reduce inflammation. Protein provides amino acids needed for neurotransmitters. Can't skip nutrition and expect your brain to heal properly. Exercise accelerates cognitive healing measurably. Physical activity increases BDNF, which promotes neuroplasticity and new neuron growth. improves blood flow to your brain, delivering oxygen and nutrients needed for repair. Even moderate exercise makes real differences in recovery rates. Cognitive rehab exercises help rebuild specific skills, memory games, attention training, problem-solving tasks, not just busy work. They create new neural pathways and strengthen damaged ones, like physical therapy but for your brain. Consistent practice produces results over time. Executive function planning, organizing, impulse control takes longest to recover. These higher-level skills depend on prefrontal cortex function, which suffers major damage during addiction. Improvement happens but slowly. Expecting instant recovery just sets you up for frustration and feeling like a failure. Working memory often shows early improvement. Your ability to hold information temporarily while using it, crucial for conversation, following directions, solving problems. Noticeable gains often appear within the first few months sober, providing actual proof that recovery is happening. Attention and concentration improve gradually over time. Early on, you might only focus for minutes before your mind drifts. Over months, this extends. 6 months sober looks different from 6 weeks. A year looks different from 6 months. Comparing yourself to where you were earlier shows progress you can't see day to day. Processing speed. How quickly you think and react recovers at different rates depending on substance and duration. Some people notice improvements within weeks, others take months or years. Affects everything from conversation flow to reading comprehension to job performance. Emotional regulation is cognitive function too. Your ability to manage feelings, understand emotional reactions, respond appropriately involves multiple brain regions damaged by addiction. As these heal, emotional stability improves, not just getting clearer thinking, getting better emotional control. Some cognitive changes persist long-term, not failure, reality. Some people function at slightly lower levels than before addiction even after years of recovery. Others return to baseline or exceed it. Individual variation is massive. Accepting some permanent change while celebrating improvement makes more sense than expecting perfect restoration to how you were before. Testing can establish baseline and track actual progress. Neuropsychological testing measures specific cognitive functions and shows where problems exist. Follow-up testing months later demonstrates improvement objectively. Helps when subjective experience makes progress hard to see on your own. Medications sometimes help cognitive function in recovery. Modafinil for attention and wakefulness. Antidepressants for concentration and memory affected by depression. Stimulants for ADHD that might have been masked by substance use. Not always appropriate, but worth discussing with providers who understand addiction. Relapse erases cognitive gains and causes additional damage. Every period of use restarts the whole damage and repair cycle. Why preventing relapse matters beyond just staying sober. Your brain's healing gets interrupted. Progress you made disappears. Starting over means reaccumulating all that time. Patience is mandatory. Cognitive recovery doesn't happen on a schedule you can control. Pushing yourself cognitively before you're ready creates frustration and failure. Building gradually adding complexity as you're able works better than forcing yourself to perform at pre-addiction levels immediately. Most people see substantial cognitive improvement within the first year of sobriety. Memory, attention, executive function all show measurable gains. Rate of improvement typically slows after the first year, but continues for years beyond that. 5 years sober looks different cognitively than 1 year sober for most people. Your brain can heal, wants to heal. You're not doomed to permanent cognitive impairment because you had an addiction. The timeline isn't quick, the process isn't smooth, but improvement is possible, measurable, and significant for most people. Every single day, sober is a day your brain spends repairing itself. Not motivational speaking, actual neuroscience.